President-elect Donald Trump has called climate change a hoax. And on the campaign trail, he barely mentioned science and research as a priority.
I think what concerns me and most scientists is the thought of an administration that's dismissive of science, that has a previous agenda and will use that agenda to make conclusions in the face of facts.
Stuart Binger-McLeod is the deputy provost for clinical and translational research with UD.
Even if the evidence is against them, they still make the claim. We've seen that over and over again.
The president and Congress set funding levels for multiple science research organizations. Spending for non-defense research and development, which includes health, space, and environment, has been flat since 2002. And federal funding for work from the National Institutes of Health has remained essentially flat since 2009. So if a Trump administration takes an anti-science stance and actually cuts back on federal funding, many scientists are concerned one key resource for continuing research or starting new projects will disappear. Charlie Reardon is UD's deputy provost for research.
If money were to decrease at the federal level, what we at the University of Delaware have always done and will continue to do, or look for a variety of funding sources.
Reardon says researchers would not be able to turn to the state for funding because the state budget is tight. That would leave researchers like him turning to the private sector and foundations for funding.
And there are many industrial sectors where they are turning to universities to do some of the basic research that they need to drive their industries forward and develop the next innovations and technologies to come out of their industries.
So researchers would not be entirely out of options, but they may be a lot more insecure about their funding sources, especially for long-term projects. And Reardon says it's the uncertainty of how the Trump administration will act that's fueling researchers' insecurities.
Obviously, some of that will clear up once the new administration is in place and cabinet-level officials are named and confirmed by the Senate. So that will help provide some clarity. It always takes time as the new administration's turnover, as I suggested.
He adds there's so many problems researchers are trying to solve now, and a cut in funding could cripple those efforts.
Whether it's renewable energy, water purity, security, scarcity, many of the diseases that afflict the human race, cancer, Alzheimer's, we've never been in a stronger position as a society to really address those problems.
Beyond funding cuts, Binger-McLeod says he's also worried about Trump spreading misinformation when it comes to science, like when he called global warming a hoax or said vaccinations lead to autism.
I'm concerned about, in terms of the pipeline for future scientists, I'm concerned about public opinion with respect to vaccination or other healthcare practices. I'm concerned about how the public is going to influence our legislature in terms of healthcare funding. And then finally, in terms of how regulated, are those regulations going to be driven by objective science, or is it going to be just opinion that really is not based in science? And that's what everyone is worried about.
But researchers aren't completely pessimistic. McLeod suggests that once Trump becomes president, perhaps he'll move away from his campaign trail rhetoric.
So we're not sure which Donald Trump we're really going to see. Will he rein in some of the outrageous claims that he's made in the past, or will he, in fact, take advice from his advisors and cite facts and figures that are consistent with what we know based upon good, sound science?
Reardon agrees, hoping to see Trump moderate his views once he takes office.
I hope that the new administration will take seriously and appreciate that the economic prosperity that our country has seen over the last 6 or 7 decades is fundamentally linked to federal investments in research.
But for now, researchers can only wait for January, when President Trump starts making decisions about where funding is going. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.